is the Biggs and Barr Show on Shea 106.
Good morning. That is us. I am Chris Biggs.
I'm Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
Hey.
Mike Tyson, we can just jump right in, is fighting Roy Jones Jr.
Yeah.
Anticipated match.
Yes. A lot of people are very excited about the fight.
Both in their 50s.
Yeah. Obviously, well past their fighting prime, but both were so exceptional in the ring that people are hoping for a decent performance.
Yeah, I still wouldn't want to fight one of them.
No. I'd fight Roy over Mike.
Yeah, though. If I had to choose one, I'd fight Roy over Mike, but still.
Mike is terrifying. But he was on Good Morning Britain talking about the fight, and they asked him some questions, and a lot of people are asking if he's okay. So here's the clip of Mike.
I suppose the first obvious question, why do you want to do this?
I just want to do this. I plan on doing this for a charity exponent, and I think I'm capable of doing that, and that's what I want to do.
There have been concerns raised about the fact that you are two men in your 50s fighting each other without protective headgear. What do you think about those concerns?
I think it's very wonderful that we're fighting together. The fight that we should have had sooner, but unfortunately we're having it now, and that's going to be awesome.
If you watch it, he's clearly high and tired.
Well, yeah, because he was doing a morning show interview in England, which is six hours ahead.
Right now,
six. So, and people were wondering if he was high. Yeah.
And he loves weed.
It's Mike Tyson. Of course he was high.
And he's probably on drugs to help with the pain. So he does that, goes to sleep, then has to wake up in an hour he never ever has had to get up.
No.
In. Like, you know what I mean? Like, not everyone's like us.
And he has
people
to
up right now.
Talk to that twat Piers Morgan.
Yeah, he is a twat.
Leave him alone.
And and Mike on his best of days.
Yeah. It's not, somewhat incoherent.
Yes, a little bit incoherent. So,
leave
the guy alone. I hope he's high.
Yes.
He's in his 50s and he's training for a fight that no man in their 50s should be training for. Leave him alone. Let him have a little bit of the devil's lettuce to get through it, you know? Man, people so hard on Mike Tyson.
Sure.
He has paid for his sins. I'm not saying he's innocent of all things.
None of us are innocent.
No. But, man. He seems like a really actually nice guy now that he's, you know.
Yeah.
There was that little.
What is he, 54 now?
Yeah.
When I'm 54, I might get high just to go up the stairs.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. I'm 45 and I'm considering, considering it to come into work.
How sore these two guys are going to be after this?
Oh.
Like taking real punches, not just sparring punches.
Of course.
They'd be so sore.
As a retired fighter, let me tell you.
That's true.
Yeah. Hey, it's a legitimate statement.
It's legit. True. Just like I'm a pro, I was a pro goalie.
Yeah, I'm a retired fighter. I trained, I fought, I retired. That's it.
That was it.
Yeah. Sure, it was three rounds for charity, but whatever.
You're not lying.
You're not lying.
I'm not
lying. No, you're retired.
I can relate. And if somebody wanted to talk to me at 2 in the morning, I would be high as all hell too. So, Mike, you go get him, buddy. We got your back.
The Biggs and Barr Show. On the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, Halloween in the hot zones, which Ottawa is one, still up in the air. Provincial health officials promised to have some specific health guidelines for trick-or-treating in the coming days. Now, yesterday, Dr. Theresa Tam, the top doctor in Canada, said she saw no reason that Halloween couldn't go forward as long as the rules were followed. We know how good people are at following rules. I read another story this morning that said Ottawa had been moved into the red zone.
The red zone.
Including, that's like the top of the four of, including capacity in the hospitals and stuff. So I'll be honest with you. I don't really know who to believe.
Yeah, I've talked to some like legitimate nurses and stuff. We're like, no, they're dead. The hospitals are dead.
Then some say they're busy.
The story from the CBC said that one hospital, the general campus, is at 101.5.
Okay.
Percent capacity, and the other one's at 107.1 capacity. Now, I don't know if that means the entire hospital or just the area they designated for COVID patients.
I'm assuming the COVID areas or the emergency areas.
So it's pretty tough when the news outlets are giving you all sorts of different information
can click on the story. Could they not spread out the patients to different hospitals?
I guess so.
I guess you don't want to spread them if they have COVID, probably.
No. But
they've taken over some like empty like residence, if you want to call them that. Right. They are spilling people over into there. I don't know.
If it's a problem, it needs to be handled.
Sure. It's just tough to know what's actually true.
Different stories from different people constantly.
Yeah. Apparently, a lot of us think that because we've been cooking more during COVID, that we could be professional chefs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 53% surveyed think they have at least one meal that they could wow an actual chef with. And 46% believe they now have the skills to go be a professional chef, you know, if they wanted to.
They
decided.
It's not... I mean, when you're a chef, you don't just cook one meal.
That's
what separates you from just regular folk.
Like I like
mass
cooking.
Produced meals.
I'm decent at it.
Yeah, you're good.
I don't think I could be a professional chef.
No, I don't
know
think
what I want.
No. Plus, you're too nice. You have to scream at everybody in the kitchen and call them the C-word.
I just yell at the dogs.
Yeah, I do too.
There have been 14 teams to take a 2-0 lead in the best of 7 National League Championship Series. All have gone on to win the pennant. So that's bad news for the Dodgers who are heading in game 3.
Well, baseball's still
ahead. The Braves down 2-0. I wouldn't know unless I read the sports. Tampa Bay Rays will try for their first pennant in 12 seasons tonight. They're up 3-0 on Houston. Tennessee Titans hammered your Buffalo Bills, Jimmy.
Sure did.
42-16 on a rare Tuesday night game. Between the two of the NFL's 5 remaining undefeated teams.
Do you think, Jamie?
Yeah.
It was because you mocked my Kansas City Chiefs losing to the Raiders yesterday? Do you think maybe that's why your Bills
got
absolutely
right. We're ill-prepared. Okay. Unprepared.
All right.
Unprepared.
Okay. Sure. Karma.
At least we don't have to hear that stupid song.
Yeah.
But they did make me want to shout, though, like at the TV.
Mainly cloudy, maybe some showers this morning, high of 15 degrees. That's a change from yesterday, so we would get some sun. And tomorrow, more rain and 18, then Friday, rain and 10, and rain right through the weekend. Right now, it's 5. That's the latest.
The Biggs and Bar Show, Shay 106.
Well, the Dougie line is on fire as always. Thank you so much for everybody who leaves us messages, but we're going to play a few of those coming up. And something's happening in Finland, and I'm like, why would I care about Finland?
Mm.
Because if you have a daughter, or if you are... You don't even have to be a young lady, just a lady. Today, you have for sure received a picture of male genitalia, probably against your will, which is
wild,
which unexpected. Is mind-boggling that happens.
Yeah.
But somebody, look at people of Finland, are finally taking a stance. It's crazy. Are we just too old? Like, are we just not?
I don't know.
Because we're not old. And we're all very technology, you know, we're all into the tech a lot.
We grew up in a time where there was some like decorum when it came to that kind of stuff. You know, it wasn't as out there. And let's talk about it all.
We'll talk about it in a minute. We got to play some Tom Petty first. But,
okay.
Knock it off, man. This isn't a new message from us. We're just still confused. But Finland is sorting it out. Thank God for the Finns, eh?
The Biggs and Bar Show.
So we've talked about this topic on our show a few times because we are confused. And it involves the topic of dick pics. Now, older audience folk, even like by older, I mean adults, probably not, don't really understand that this is
as like much of a thing as
rampant.
It is.
It's a huge thing. I have a 24-year-old daughter. And I was blown away. She didn't show me them. But when she said, it came up in the conversation in the house. And she's like, oh, yeah, guys send me pics all the time. I'm like, who? And back then she was single. So she was doing like Tinder and like all this stuff. What is it? Bumble?
Bumble.
And she's like, dudes just send you pics constantly. I'm like, what?
Why do they junk? Like, why would they think that is their best feature?
Like, why are they not arrested immediately? Yeah. Like before the internet, when we were young men, if we were just walking around, hey, what's your name? Oh, yeah, cool. Hey, you like this? They're just yanking it out, which is what you're doing.
Basically.
How is that okay?
You could have kept a Polaroid in your pocket and just shown them.
I guess so.
I imagine some did.
I imagine some did too. But Finland apparently is finally doing something about it. They want to change the sexual harassment laws to include dick pics. So. 6 months in prison is what they're looking for.
Really?
Yeah. Harassment in speech, text message, or photographs. Now, this will still require people to report these folks.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't think you can report all of them because it's every dude under 25.
Also, I guess they're hard to identify if they're their own or just a joke one, right?
Sure.
True.
Yeah. Yeah, you could just pull some off the internet that are...
They're going to start taking prints.
Random. Prints?
Yeah, when you get booked now in Finland.
Wow.
You got to put your thumb, your fingers, and then, all right.
Just a whole bunch of
little mushrooms.
Some ink mushrooms.
Yeah.
On.
And then they'll look at the...
No one wants to see it.
No. It's not a feature that any, it's a hell of a fun and good time tool. You know what I mean?
But sure, yeah.
Visually appealing? Like, no.
And the women you send them to, they're not keeping them to themselves. They're
no.
showing their friends.
They're laughing. Yeah, yeah.
Like, you got to have some confidence.
Yeah.
You just fire off your junk to randos.
It's a different generation.
Obviously.
We can't, it's a different, where it's funny. It's funny for the guy to go, all right, I'm going to do it. And then the girl's like, oh my God, he did it. I'm like, God, look at this idiot. And then they still end up hooking up. Like, I there's not as much secrecy and decorum as there once was.
Like, I don't have any daughters, so no. I still think it's funny. But, you know. I can understand why someone might not.
I guess, yeah. I mean, it's really just a picture of a piece of your body.
Sure.
At the base. I mean, you know what I mean? It's just,
sure.
It's what's associated with it that.
Yes.
I don't know, man. I've never
done it.
Never.
No.
Never in my life.
I know guys who have, for sure.
Never.
Never.
Oh.
You sent one to us.
Yeah, that's different.
But we had to kind of be told what it was.
Yeah, it was hard to identify.
Because it was shoved inside a work cup.
Yeah, it was jammed in a glass.
That was kept at work.
That's true. I can say it. I can't say
it. Yeah,
never
sent it. Yeah, you sent one to me and Jamie.
I'm a part of the problem. Yeah. I am a part of the problem. I should be spend 6 months in prison. Yeah, that's what I said when I took the picture.
The Biggs and Barr Show. The Ducky Line is the answering machine for the Biggs and Barr Show. They call it the Ducky Line because the last four digits spell D-U-G-Y. Leave a message by calling 613-216-3849 or 613-216-DUCKY.
And yesterday, coming off the Thanksgiving holiday, we had a chat about how turkey is not as good as we hype it and that maybe we should be done with it for big celebrations.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nothing wrong with it. It's just meh. And a guy seemed to agree with us here.
Hey, boys. Just wanted to call and say thank you very much for saying how much you hate turkey. Not hate turkey. That might be an overstatement. It's an overrated bird. I'd prefer to not eat it, and I'm suckered into eating it multiple times a year because my friggin' family loves it so much. The bird is garbage. Keep doing what you're doing. Fight the good fight. Love you guys.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, we did say that. I mean, a flavorless bird. Can be made better, but
yes.
I don't like it.
Now, the one advantage to a turkey over a chicken would be the size
the advantage of the chicken over the turkey is that you could cook more of them, and then people could have more of the things that they like. Like if there's more wings, there's more legs, you know.
That's true.
Yeah, either go with a chicken or even do a roast. Like, what's so wrong with a roast anymore?
Yeah, I don't want a roast.
Because
Why don't you want a roast?
I don't like a roast.
That's insane.
I grew up having a roast beef Yorkshire pudding dinner like every Sunday for my entire life.
Right.
So
roast beef to me is
every Sunday
meat.
You had.
Yeah, we had roast.
Pretty
Sunday
much
roast.
Every
yeah.
Sunday I had roast. And
oh,
mine
okay.
was like chipped wood, but even like in a well cooked roast.
That's why.
No, even a well cooked roast. I'm like, that's a waste of beef. Like, don't. Why did you make that?
Our parents' generation cooked the absolute hell out of roast. Like just till they were like you said, chipped wood.
Yeah.
All right. Well. I mean,
I'm a fan of gravy, mostly because of that.
Yeah, yeah. That's the same thing with turkey. I only like the turkey because I can smother it in gravy. All right. And then we got a fellow asked some questions about socks.
Oh, socks.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Hey, guys. So, don't know how many socks you guys own, but I have a assortment.
Wait.
Many socks.
Is he bragging about having more than two pairs
Maybe.
Of socks?
Yeah. I have a lot of socks.
Yeah. So do I. Who doesn't? What grown man doesn't have a lot of socks?
Right. Socks you guys own, but I have a assortment, many socks. I have ankle socks, I have really long socks, and I have the mid-range socks.
There's his problem.
Today, I made the great choice to wear my mid-range socks with work boots.
Oh.
Yeah, awesome choice. Now, every 5 minutes, I reach down and pull it up. Great.
Oh, that's it. He's just complaining, by the way.
There's this problem there, the mid-range socks. There's no need for those.
What is a mid-range sock?
It's like...
Because I have mostly ankle socks.
Right, the ones you wear with shoes. Yeah, like runners. It doesn't really look like you're wearing socks. Yeah, like that's all I have those, and I have regular socks, like the ones I'm wearing now. A mid-range sock is like a high, like a over the ball of the ankle.
That's most of my socks.
But not... How can you wear those? But you don't wear boots.
No, because they cover... If I'm wearing boots, you got to go long socks. That was a terrible mistake because then even just the side rubs around on the
What's a long? Like a knee high sock?
No, just a
boot high sock.
A regular sock.
A regular sock. Yeah. So why is he calling them a tall sock? It's regular
in
comparison.
Well, in his drawer, those are the tallest socks. So they're his tall socks.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Just avoid the mid range sock and you'll be all right.
I didn't even know they existed. Yeah. I thought they were just like regular socks, super high socks, like big wool ones you would wear if you're hiking in the winter. Sure. And then ankle socks. I didn't know there was one. There's one in between the ankle and regular.
Sure. There's a couple
that you can wear.
There's
like
the high ankle. Yeah. Then there's the mid range. Then there's the regular sock. Then there's the tall sock. Then there's your knee sock and your novelty socks. Right.
Yeah.
There's lots of socks.
And then after that, you're into like tights and garters.
Yeah. For sure.
And whatever floats your boat.
Yeah.
Right? Like most of my socks, if I wear running shoes, you will still see. Let's say 2 inches of sock.
2 inches, eh?
But like from the bottom curve of the lowest part of the top.
So
of
that
the shoe.
One is the one in between the ankle sock and the mid-range sock.
That sounds annoying. Yeah.
How'd you not know of all these socks?
Because I just buy ankle socks.
So many socks.
Because I live in running shoes.
Right.
You know what's amazing, fascinating to me?
What's that?
Is that there was a time, elastics were invented, but there was a time when men wore like sock suspenders.
Oh yeah,
to keep their socks up.
I had a friend in university. Ryan Lee. He would wear sock suspenders all the time. Yeah.
What?
He loved it.
Why?
He loved them. He's an odd cat, but I like him. Yeah, he's my friend.
Yeah. All right. Well, sure.
Yeah. But he would totally wear that.
The only annoying part about ankle socks is when they don't have the good elastic and they roll under your feet.
Yeah, yeah. That'll get you.
Man, that really sucks.
That makes me instantly violent.
Throw them out.
Yeah.
When I get to that point, just get rid of them.
Well, I did not know there were so many types of socks. So.
Oh, yeah. So I probably missed a few.
Oh, for sure you did. I'm sure they'll text it. People, what about this kind of sock? You didn't mention this kind of sock. Yeah. What are you, some kind of fresh idiot? You forgot this sock. We're going to get them. You know how it works, guys. Yeah.
Quite a show so far today. Hey, socks, dick pics. What a great show.
Some people put those two together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
What's in Jamie's right pocket? You got anything in your... That's your left pocket. You immediately just...
What's in your right pocket? Anything?
That is leveraged stand-up.
Oh.
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
Not even like crumbs or lint or a...
I have nothing either. I hate stuff in my pants pockets.
I don't enjoy it. You think it's weird I put peanut butter on my hot dogs? Yeah, that sounds disgusting.
Yeah.
You should stop eating. You're not good at it.
Enough eating.
Are you guys the worst on the radio?
Oh,
no.
Oh, God, no. I mean, I know it's hard to believe for some people, but there's way worse people than us on the radio. No. Absolutely.
You the worst listener because you keep listening to something you don't like.
Yeah, so you're stupid.
You're way worse at listening than we are.
I mean, are there people better than us? Maybe.
Sure.
But I know there's people worse than us for sure. Like even in this city.
Lots.
What is Jason's nationality?
Well, Canadian.
He's Canadian. His parents are Scottish. Yeah. But he's Canadian.
I was born in Brampton, Ontario.
Brampton. Do you hold grudges?
I would lie if I said no.
I was going to say, were you going to say no?
No. I don't get as angry about them anymore, but I mean, I like to think it's me learning things rather than holding a grudge now.
You're a quiet, keep-to-yourself grudgist.
Yeah.
Where once someone has wronged you too many times, you just have...
No time.
Like, not even an iota of time for them anymore.
Yeah.
And we've seen that come to pass.
Yeah,
I've been teetering on the edge.
a few times?
A few times, I think, yeah.
No, that's just...
No.
No, I don't think he's
There's
ever...
There's been some.
Jason's never given up
some
on
people.
You.
No. Not yet.
Not yet. Lots of time left.
Any of you carry a pocket knife?
Yeah, I got one right now.
I do not.
No, we don't like things in our pockets. We just said.
Well, it's not in my pocket. It's just sort of sitting on the pocket, like with the little, I don't know what you call it. It's like a belt clip.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got a sweet belt clip knife, eh? Yeah.
Hey, if you saw a guy walking down the street with a tape measure on his pants, would you think he's tough?
No.
A tape measure on his pants? Like,
indication of toughness.
Not
to me,
at all.
No?
Why would that make him
tough? I don't know.
Oh.
Asking the question.
Well, I would assume he's handy.
Yeah, maybe handy, or maybe he's looking for something. He's searching.
He's probably real good at telling you the length of something.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But it is handy to have a friend like that.
Yeah.
Do you guys order stuff online? I hate shopping and people are going idiots, so that's why I use online.
Yeah, I use online. I mean, to be honest, I like to go out if I need something immediately or if I would like something immediately. I like to go to a store and get it. But a lot of times now I've found that the thing I want is not in stock. You have to order.
Yeah. You can safely go to stores, and as long as you're respectful, keep your distance, wear a mask, wash your hands, do all that. Yeah. But, I mean, obviously keep it to a minimum.
Like, I go to stores for a purpose. I don't just go to walk around.
Oh, God. Good Lord. You know what sucks? When you're looking for something online, and then you click on it, and it says out of stock online, too. And you're like, damn it! Yeah.
Take it off the website,
Dad. Yes, I know.
Don't tease
so
me.
So mad.
You guys are so
mad. It made me get you so mad. Because you're like, oh, I found it. Oh, my God, what a price. And then, no.
What do you guys think of all the hockey signings? Leafs, Ottawa, Montreal. Who turned out the best?
Well, Ottawa just said the Sens are the most Sens thing happened yesterday. Their first round pick, Tim Stützle.
Yeah, broke his arm.
He's playing in Germany, but he's but still, the season's not going to start for a while. But
yeah,
and the Leafs making small money moves.
Yeah,
but some definite improvements to what they needed. Yeah, who knows? Would you all rather have health or wealth? Well, how long's the, how much wealth and how bad's the health?
Yeah, can I be healthy and wealthy for like a limited amount of time and really enjoy myself and then die?
Can I have just minor health issues and a little bit of money or?
To me, whatever, it doesn't matter.
Say it.
To me, wealth is all, I define wealth as all encompassing. You have everything.
That's
you have
very
money,
altruistic
you have health.
Of you.
When someone's wealthy, they've got it all. Health or rich,
nobody has
say.
It all, dude.
No, I know.
That's an illusion.
This is a Mr. Philosopher over there.
That's just my opinion.
Him or me?
Him.
I don't think he's ever been called that his life. Look at him. He doesn't even know how to handle it.
I'm flummoxed by that.
You've never complimented his intelligence in a decade of doing this show.
No, I was making fun of him.
Oh.
Now I really don't know what to do.
That's it for another edition of
It's an Answer Question.
On Shea 106.6.
With Best Call Wins. Yeah, it's time to play Best Call Wins. You should call us right now at 613-750-1061 with anything at all you want. You got a great story, a Thanksgiving story maybe, something funny happened over Thanksgiving. You got a joke, you got an impression, you want to sell something.
Anything.
You want our help with something. Yeah. Whatever.
You want to take a call here?
750-1061. Sure.
There we go.
All right. Hi, Shay.
Hey, good morning.
What's, why are you calling?
A little story. I was driving around my old neighborhood the other day.
Okay.
Actually, it was about a year ago.
Oh, and, the other day.
That's a lot of days.
Found myself from my old childhood home where I grew up, so I thought I'd knock on the door and see if they'd let me reminisce a bit. So knocked on the door. This old couple opened the door, and the old guy took a look at me, and all of a sudden he just yelled out, "Get the hell out of here." My parents can be so rude.
By the tone of your voice.
It's a good story, though.
I thought you were about to confess a murder, but I'm glad you were not.
You hold
right.
on.
Yeah, hang
we got,
on.
We got another call.
Hey, it's Shay. This is Best Call Wins. Why are you calling?
Oh, well, I don't know. You guys ever work on a Lexus?
Ever work on a Lexus?
Like the car?
Yeah.
Or a woman named Alexis?
I'm gonna go with the car.
Okay.
Don't ever waste your money on a Lexus, guys. Okay. This thing is a 2015,
right?
And I could swear to God, I'm
basically, I'm working on an overridden Toyota Camry.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh.
A little bit of pizzazz to it.
Same company.
Yeah, it's the same.
Basically.
Oh, I know it is.
Yeah.
But stick with the Toyota, bud. From what I'm looking at with these Lexuses, you don't want to waste your money on this one bit.
All right, fair enough.
Okay, all
right.
Fair enough.
Pro tip. Yeah, pro tip from that guy who's not like with Lexus. His own opinion. Let's take another call.
None of us have any.
No, I don't have a Lexus.
Experience. No,
radio
or,
guys don't make that much money.
No. Hi, good morning. It's the Biggs and Barr Show. This is Best Call Wins. Why are you calling? Hello. Human being on the phone.
All right, next call. There we go.
Hi, good morning. It's the Biggs and Barr Show. Why are you calling?
I have a joke.
A joke?
A joke, yep.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, no, we're just talking to you.
How many people in Lanark County celebrate Halloween?
How many?
How do they? How do they?
Okay. Start again. Do it again.
Start over. Yeah. We wrecked it for you. Okay, go.
How do people in Lanark County celebrate Halloween?
I don't know.
Pumpkin.
Oh, I see.
Pumpkin.
Hi-ho.
Yeah.
little incest joke.
Do you do you live in Lanark County or?
I do.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah, fair enough.
All right. Down.
I don't know firsthand, but.
What's your brother's name?
All right. Hang on.
My uncle?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. We got joke guy.
Yeah.
We got the guy who's mad at the car he's working on. Right. And then we have the incest joke about Lanark.
From someone from Lanark.
Yeah. That one's pretty funny.
Sure, you want to give it
played along nice, too.
Okay.
You're the winner.
Congratulations.
Have a good day.
Today.
Oh, hold on.
We got a $100 lottery gift pack for you for Lotto 649.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah.
There you go.
For best call
awesome.
Ones. All right. Then you can win enough money. You don't have to celebrate Halloween that way anymore.
Yeah.
I'm driving a school bus. I just pulled over to tell that joke.
There you go.
Oh, perfect.
All right. Nice.
All the kids are going to be late.
That's okay.
Yeah. They're not learning anything anyways right now.
Nobody's on the bus yet.
Oh, right.
All right. You hold on.
Hang on.
She wins a lottery. She can share that money with her father, brother.
Yeah, she can. Yeah.
Father, brother.
Or her uncle, son.
Yeah.
All right.
However it works.
Yeah, however that works over there in Lanark County. Well, hey, you know what? Not a decent round.
Yeah.
So not a decent round or not a bad round?
Not a bad round. Yeah. That's what I meant.
That's what you meant.
Yeah.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
You're right.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, you're such a...
It's the Halloween thing is a mixed message.
Because right.
The CBC put out an article, kind of misleading yesterday, that said Halloween would be fine if you follow the guidelines, like hand out candy with tongs and stuff like that. But then the news today is that maybe not in the hot spots, which Ottawa is one.
Right. Ottawa, Toronto, Peel.
Red zone.
Yeah, it's a red zone.
They've changed the name already. Yeah.
From a hot spot to red zone?
Yeah, because other provinces are using colored zones. Like there's orange zone.
But I thought the premier of Quebec said he hated the color zone.
Yeah, but I don't know. The East Coasters using color people. Zones.
All right. So we're allowed to have.
I guess.
What it looks like so far is that if you abide by all the rules are going to set out for Halloween, like everyone masked, hand out candy with tongs, I guess from 6 feet away, you got to buy 4 foot tongs, I guess.
those big claw thingies.
How do you manage this? I guess so no cars are allowed to drive then because nobody can walk close together. So you need the whole street.
Yeah, you're supposed to social distance, keep, you know, away from people. To be honest, getting a little tired of the mixed messages.
Yeah.
Do it or don't do it. You know?
Shut out, like, stop.
And your kids don't need to go out for Halloween. Like, I don't want to, like, discourage you, but your kids never need to go out for Halloween.
No.
It's just a made-up holiday, like every other one.
Sure, it's something fun. More important. This and
yeah,
that,
of course it's fun. I had fun. And when my kids were young, I took them out for Halloween, but we weren't in the middle of a pandemic.
No.
But, Jason, people don't like telling their children they can't do things. Don't you know that? Don't you know that?
Nowadays.
Well, I'm not going to wreck my kids' fun. I'm not going to wreck my kids' fun for the betterment of society. Why would I do that for? My kid likes murdering people. I'm not going to tell him he can't murder people. It's his freedom to do it.
Don't you tell my son what to do.
Yeah. Don't you tell my son. Yeah, that's exactly it. I think the issue is get the message straight.
That is.
Are we doing everything we can to avoid as much human contact as possible until we get through this? Or are we not?
to be honest.
Like, what's the yeah. You can't have both.
This past weekend, there still wasn't a clear message.
No, there wasn't.
There was, don't go visit. Please stay within your own household.
Yeah.
But remember that only 10 people can be inside together.
Well, what is,
Yeah. Like, and also, if you live alone, you can go join another yes. family.
Yes. Right.
No guidelines, unless you've been like out licking, you know, handrails somewhere.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
What
do you? Yeah. Or yeah.
But like,
you can't gather unless it's a banquet hall.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Where is the line of?
Yeah.
Does it just say? Does Doug just have to come out and be a jerk to some people and just say, "Nope, Ottawa, no red zone, no trick or treating. This place, yes, you can trick or treat. Timmins, sure." Toronto, Peel, no. Like, but
the problem with hotspotting, though, is then you get people that just avoid the hotspots.
Of course.
Like, if you close down, like, you can go to Kempville and eat in a restaurant.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just not Ottawa.
It's 20 minutes.
Yeah, like,
it's 20
for
minutes.
For sure.
How does that? So people are just going, people want to eat in restaurants. They're just driving to Kempville. So if you want to, you can't trick-or-treat in Ottawa. People are going to drive to Kempville to trick-or-treat or Carlton Place or any other little towns around here.
Yeah.
And throw their kids on the street. Like, it just doesn't make the rules. Set them. We'll deal with it. We'll all, you know, we'll adapt. We'll get through it, and we're done. But stop. You can't, like Jason said, the mixed messaging has to stop.
Like, I'm going to keep doing what I've been doing.
Yeah.
Like, just being smart about it, staying away from people, washing my hands and stuff like that.
I thought you meant for Halloween, like, turn your lights off and go in the basement.
I will also be doing that. Yeah. I've been doing that for years.
I was going to say, you were thinking of doing something different?
No, absolutely not. Maybe barbed wire at the end of the driveway.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Maybe we're supposed to use a hot dog cannon to hand out candies this year. Like the fire candies at the children. Yeah. I saw it's been on the news a few times. People built, they have one of those outdoor steps that lead up to their front door, and they have a long tube that they've built.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Fire the candy down the tube. Are you ready for the plows to start dropping and the BS to start stopping?
I'm ready. And that's all it takes is for all the plows to come out. COVID goes away.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, the plows drop, the BS stops,
yeah,
man.
They lifted, the BS started, right?
You think the U.S. border will be closed till after Christmas? Well, isn't it like half opening up tomorrow?
Yeah, they're lifting restrictions.
They're lifting the restrictions for family members to come across.
Why?
Because people's feelings are important, Chris.
Oh, right, they are. Feelings. They're brittle.
Why is the guy in front of me driving so? Why are you texting and driving?
Yeah.
That's a real question.
Are there not rules about bringing someone else's phone to the bathroom?
What?
Why would you bring someone else's phone to the bathroom?
That's terrible.
There's a backstory there that we need probably to answer that
like,
question.
Hey, my phone's going to die. Can I take your phone to the bathroom? I would say no.
No, no way.
Absolutely not. All the crusties.
Yeah, I wouldn't take someone else's phone to the bathroom.
Unless I was one of you guys' phones that I wanted to take in there just to take a little, you know, little hey, how you doing picture, leave it on your gallery, and then you're just going through it later like, oh God. Like, you know.
I don't want you to act
like we haven't sent horrendous pictures to each other.
Oh,
don't
absolutely.
Both
not from your phone.
It's not the picture I was upset about. It's having my phone near your stuff.
All right. I wasn't like touching it.
I've seen horrendous things.
No. Now my junk's horrendous.
But I don't want my phone near it.
Great day.
Here's something horrendous. You guys ever wear each other's underwear by accident?
No.
No. I actually have a pair of Jason's underwear.
That's true, yeah.
He gave it to me as a gift.
Used
underwear. Yeah, it was a Christmas present.
It was. His actual underwear.
Yeah. It was very...
Why? You didn't need it anymore? You had enough pairs of underwear there? What's going on?
A little holes in it.
Yeah, it was... I mean, it was well worn.
Okay. Past its prime, was it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you actively tried to learn anything new recently?
Yeah.
Tried parging.
What?
Taking care of chickens, growing vegetables in the backyard.
Yeah, you've done a lot of getting off the grid, self-learning stuff.
Yeah.
What's parging?
Like your concrete around the foundation of the house.
Oh, okay.
Kind of thing.
All right.
Smooth it out, make it look nice.
I actually just said to my wife yesterday, I need something new. I need something to focus. I need to learn something or get into something. Sure. I need something new. I'm
take
really
your mind
bored.
Off stuff.
Yeah. The world is very boring right now. I need something. So we're on it. But yeah, you should constantly. Still shorts weather?
Sometimes in the middle of the day, yeah. I'll change from pants to shorts.
You really? Sure. You flip it up, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Robin at the country station is wearing nice red shorts today.
Is he?
And Andrew Boyle at news station. He wears shorts all the time.
Always
all
wears
the time.
Shorts, yeah.
It's radio weirdos, though.
Hey, you know that feeling when you stepped in dog poop? Can you relate? You don't have to see it. You just know. And yes, I stepped in dog poop this morning. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's worse when you do it in bare feet.
Yeah.
Ew.
It's still bad in shoes, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Like you're ripping along, mowing the lawn, all of a sudden, rip, your one foot. Oh, I know exactly what that is. Yeah. I do not have to.
I hate when the lawnmower wheel.
Oh,
yeah.
That bothers me more.
It just keeps wheeling forever, and you're like staring at it for like 20 minutes.
And you gotta go find
get
a stick.
Get off the wheel.
You gotta go find a stick.
Or the hose.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the worst. Worst. Stupid dogs. And their stupid poop. You know how you solve it? Stop feeding them. That's
there you
how
go.
You do it.
That's it.
That'll learn them.
Don't do that.
Obviously. I don't like anything more in this world than, dogs.
I know.
So I obviously do not mean don't feed them.
I know you do.
Okay. But thank you for clarifying. That's it for another edition of
Instant Answer Question Time.
Time now for Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto. What?
Auto. What time? We got five questions for you. You got 30 seconds to answer them. You can pass and come back, but you got to get them all in. Your first answer for each question is the one that we count, and we don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end. Who we got?
Sean.
Hey, Shawnee.
How's it going, guys?
We're good. How are you this fine morning?
Not too bad.
You are focused.
Nice to see the sun.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah, it would be. Well, you can see the sun where you are?
I can.
We kind of can.
I went for a drive last night. Man, that fog was thick.
I was going to say, you didn't see the sun,
did
you?
That was a thick fog.
You usually don't see the sun at night.
No, but I was just more commenting on the fog.
Oh, I see.
Less on the sun.
Okay, Sean, your time will begin after I ask the first question.
Okay.
Here we go. In what U.S. state is it luckily illegal to whistle underwater?
Alaska.
Yesterday, Canada's top doctor, Theresa Tam, gave the quasi-go-ahead to what?
Pass.
What color COVID zone is Ottawa right now?
Red.
The 100 folds in a tall chef's hat represent the 100 ways to cook what?
Bacon.
From 60 feet, would you rather take a pro pitcher's fastball or a beer leaguer's slap shot to the back?
A pro pitcher's fastball.
Yesterday, Canada's top doctor, Theresa Tam, gave the quasi-go-ahead to what?
All right, man.
Sorry, Sean. You got a bunch wrong, so.
Yeah. I have to let you go. We'll go over your answers, though.
Oh, yeah.
Take care.
Enjoy your day.
Okay, from 60 feet, would you rather take a pro pitcher's fastball or a beer leaguer slap shot to the back? He said pitcher. He's correct, yeah.
What beer leaguer, though? Me or Jamie? Like, I wouldn't want to take Jamie's slap shot, but mine is, though, such a weak, fluttering duck that it wouldn't do anything.
As a person who has been hit by many pucks of all speeds and on bare areas of my body, I'd take the ball.
Okay.
That's round, too.
Yeah.
All right.
The 100 folds in a tall chef's hat represent the 100 ways to cook what? He said bacon.
It's close.
An egg.
Oh, is it really?
100 ways to cook an egg. Yeah, I don't know. Five or six.
So I read this because the folds, the 100 folds, it's supposed to say how skilled a chef is.
Oh, really?
And it's you have to earn your 100 fold
for
hat?
Sure, because people think they're going to be like chefs nowadays because they've been cooking during COVID, right? Can you cook an egg 100 ways?
If you don't know 100 ways, you're not a chef. What color COVID zone is Ottawa in right now? He said red. That's right.
You got that one right.
Yesterday, Canada's top doctor, Theresa Tam, gave the quasi go ahead to what? He didn't know.
Trick-or-treat.
It was trick or treating.
Yeah.
And in what U.S. state is it luckily illegal to whistle underwater? He said Alaska. We know it's West Virginia.
West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home, foggy road.
yeah, we've moved past Alaska. We're now in West Virginia.
Almost done, probably.
Yeah. Almost done West Virginia?
There's lots.
We just started West Virginia.
Did we? Yeah.
Only like 2 weeks in, maybe.
Yeah. Oh,
it's got to be longer than that.
Stop playing that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Keep playing that one. Yeah. That's the one I want to hear.
Don't,
all right.
Don't play the other one. The other one's creepy.
Yeah. Especially because it's a man making the noise.
Stop it.
That guy who called in and left that, like, is so happy we play that for him. I mean, he's so pumped.
We'll give him one more.
See what happens when you contribute on the Dougie line?
There you go.
You can come become a part of the show. You can tell your friends, hey, this is what I did. I got these three losers to play my over and over again.
Is that my phone?
Yeah, your phone's making noise.
Is that Ronnie playing on my phone?
All right. Man, are we well-rounded.
The Biggs and Barr Show. The Dougie line is the answering machine for the Biggs and Barr Show. They call it the Dougie line because the last four digits spell D-U-G-Y. Leave a message by calling 613-216-3849 or 613-216-Dougie.
We just got this one, actually.
Yeah, regarding the Halloween trick-or-treating thing.
We talked about earlier in the show how the messaging seems to be mixed. And
It's a serious topic.
Yeah.
But the caller presents it in a less than serious way.
Let him do it.
Here's a little...
Sorry.
Hey, good morning, boys. It's your boy, Ernie. And, you know, you hit the nail on the head today. I tell you what, if we can't even follow the simple rules, like keep your group gatherings to 10 or less, we're going to be in big trouble. The rules are pretty simple. I mean... they're going to have to start policing us pretty soon. I'm really scared. We're all in this together, guys. Come on, get your heads out of your asses. Let's do this right.
I don't think Ernie's ever told anyone to get there.
It'd be Ernie from Sesame Street.
Head out of their ass.
Some good advice from a guy with no eyelids.
Hey, I'm not...
sure, Bert.
I'm not an eyelid hater. Anti-eyelid hater.
That's true.
Well, it's just...
the mixed messaging is tough, right?
The rules always apply. Everyone lectures everybody else until it interferes with their life, and then all of a sudden, that's just this one.
That's a good point.
That part of the rule doesn't matter. But those people over there.
Yeah.
Whoa. A lot of that going on.
Absolutely.
Just, whatever. Just, to be honest, no one. Say.
Yeah.
Like, why? And the people that like to stand on the, you ain't going to tell me how to live podium.
Yeah, everyone's been telling you how to live your whole life.
You follow the rules when you drive places? You know, when you go to a restaurant and eat, there's a whole bunch of rules the government put in place there, too, to make sure that what you eat is safe.
Yeah.
Or, you know, all the aspects of your life.
You're following rules.
Yeah, everything about it. So just why is this the one you got to take a stance on? Just follow some rules and we'll get through it.
We get any more calls?
Yeah, we did. So opposite ends of the spectrum there. A nice serious one about COVID. And then a guy with a jingle for us.
Okay.
Here's a little jingle for the Dougie line.
Oh, perfect.
613-216-3849. It's the Dougie line. Call Biggs Bar and Pasty Jamie anytime. 613-216-3849. It's the Dougie line. It's the Dougie line. Call them anytime.
He keeps going.
The Dougie line. 613-216-3849. It's the Dougie line.
That's it.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you. Probably didn't need the area code in there. You probably could have it would have flowed better if you used the seven numbers. But I mean, whatever. Hey, we need a jingle, right? So,
And call anytime. He's not lying.
No.
What should they call anytime?
The Dougie line.
The Dougie.
Yeah, 6-1.
Don't worry about it. Yeah, it's fine. I'm pretty sure people understand. Thanks for all the calls. All right, we do have a round of Insensor Question Time coming up.
Oh, yeah! Yes, text us any question like 762-555.
That was so aggressive. It's so loud all of a sudden.
Oh.
All right, well, hey, you know, keeping us on our toes, James. Keep us on our toes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Right?
I don't know what you want me to do here.
There you go. And then fake laugh. Perfect.
On the Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
If you guys were the Three Stooges, who would be who?
Dead. We'd all be dead.
Yeah. Dead.
Jason
would be Moe.
Okay.
Right? Is Moe the dark-haired one?
You got me. I never really watched
all of them. All of the ones who had hair had dark hair.
The bossy or the darkest hair one. The bossy one.
Had dark hair.
The bossy one.
Yeah, that's Moe.
Okay.
Moe's the guy giving out the most insults and little face slaps and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's me?
Yeah, that's you for sure.
You're an insulty face slappy guy?
I'm curly,
the
I guess.
Because the bald, yeah.
Because
yeah.
I'm bald. And then you can be Shemp or whoever.
Or Larry. Yeah. I get a choice?
Yeah. You can rotate. You're like a, you're Shrary Limp.
All right. Chris has had another stroke.
You're Limp. I'm combining them into one. You're Limp. Limp.
Caviar, escargot, and foie gras. It's really just fish eggs, garden snails, and bloated duck liver, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah,
it's not very appealing when you call it those things.
No.
You guys like a nice escargot from time to time? I do.
Not really.
It's been years since I've had one, but I always did like it, though.
You see them in the frozen section, the grocery store, in that little tray with the dents in it?
Yeah.
Pretty good. You throw one on the barbecue. Nice really, little appetizer. Eh? Greasy.
Yeah. Now that Halloween is on, would you rather be a werewolf or a vampire?
I think werewolf.
Like in real life, a vampire. Werewolf, you can't control when you go bananas.
I don't know that much about it.
Well, then most of the rules is you lose total control and you wake up and you don't know what you've done. So you run around and murdered a whole bunch of people.
And vampires are only awake at night and they're usually rich lords that live in castles alone.
They live forever. They have superpowers. You just got to drink blood.
But. We were talking the other day about how much we liked the garlic.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That makes everything better.
Werewolf, okay. Then. I think werewolf.
Okay.
Who is taking the Bills' first loss of the season harder, Pasty Jamie or TJ Connors?
Well, it's just
probably TJ.
Yeah. Both of them love the Bills for sure.
TJ doesn't do many things well.
Oh,
but he can huck a football.
Oh my God,
can he ever chuck a football?
We've worked with that guy for years, and he's kind of a blowhard and thinks he's good at everything, and he's not good at anything.
Except,
but he can huck a football.
Like it's actually crazy.
Yeah,
like, it was mind blowing.
Yeah. Because we've seen him play other sports.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know,
he's an okay golfer.
He's not awful at it. He's just, but like the rest of us.
Woo!
He can hit football.
Yeah. That guy can huck a football.
Yeah.
You missed your calling, man.
I think he did. He was too busy telling everybody else how to do something.
Yeah.
Can you guys stop with the porno sounding, oh, yeah, I wish you would, Jamie.
Yeah, I wish.
I don't like that one.
Nobody wants to hear that one.
Are we making a vote to not play that one anymore?
Yeah.
Because then you wreck this one.
Ha, yeah!
That one's great.
That one's fun.
And exciting.
Ha,
And not icky.
All right.
A dude making this noise.
I don't like it.
I don't like
it. All right. Yeah. We can put it to the people tomorrow.
I guess.
I think it's been put to the people.
Big vote.
I think it's been put to the people. Have you ever had to take an emergency nature poop? Of course.
I have not.
Jason doesn't do a whole lot of exploring. You're pretty close to a toilet at all times.
No.
I mean, no. When are you out in the woods or out in the drive? You don't do any of those things.
Sure, I do those things like quite a bit. I've done them. I've never in my life have I had to take an emergency poo somewhere.
Ever.
No.
Wow, you have tremendous bowel control.
I hiked the Grand Canyon. I didn't have to do it.
Emergency.
I've taken a few.
Titanium innards over
there. There you go. Yeah.
Just locks it down.
Excellent control.
No. You ain't happening.
Do my Kegels, right?
You do and your right Kegels.
Now. Yeah, well, you should try it.
One time in Florida, I had to do it on a hill and behind some trees, and roadside assistance pulled up behind my wife in the car, asking if she was okay. She's like, yeah, he's just up over there. And I turned around and I waved to them, and then they pulled away. Yeah. That was a rough one. I think you gotta watch out for gators, right?
What a spectrum in this room. We have Jason, who's never had to do that.
Never.
I have had to do a few times, like in my entire 45 years, maybe twice. And Jamie, you do it weekly.
I did 3 weeks ago.
It's such a...
Really?
Yeah. I told you guys. Remember?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you hid between your two car doors at the side of the road.
I had to. I was too far away.
It was on a ditch, and you had to hold onto your wife's hands or something. Like she held on while you did it, right? No?
I think she took pictures of the back of my head.
What a nightmare your life is. What a nightmare for me that would be.
Yeah, but it would have been more of a nightmare trying to hold it for the next 20 minutes.
That was all it was? 20 minutes?
An extra 20. Yeah, I was dying. Like, it was...
You couldn't hold it for 20 minutes?
No, I've done it like three times in the last 6 months.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And the one time, I went a little deeper into the woods, and I found a nice leaning log, like one that had been felled. And there was a nice branch that stuck out, and I put the toilet paper on that.
These aren't emergencies. You like doing it.
No, it just...
You like it.
There is something about a cool breeze hitting your bare bottom that is nice. But it was tick season, so you got to be careful. Yeah, be careful. Hey, you got to do it. It literally, nature was calling.
Disgusting. You're a disgusting man.
Nature calls you all the time. Yeah, on first name basis.
Nature's yelling at you.
Oh, rapid. I can't even draw. Okay. Oh, I stop it.
It's an answer question.
The Biggs and Bar Show.
That's it for us today. We thank you for tuning in. A couple reminders. The Dougie line, anytime you want to leave us anything, please do so.
613-216-3849 or 216-Dougie, D-O-G-Y.
It's been absolutely...
we love it.
Exploding lately.
Oh, yeah!
So keep that going. If you missed parts of the show or you got some time to kill during the day, as a lot of us do, check out our podcast.
Sure.
It's just the show uploaded in a few hours and cut out all the music and all the commercials and you just listen to the show. And that is on iTunes, Spotify, lots of places.
Yeah, SoundCloud.
Yeah, 316.com.
Yeah.
All right.
No excuse not to find it.
Enjoy the little bit of sunshine you're getting today.
Yeah.
It's maybe the only bit of sunshine we get this week. Yeah. Into the forecast. So
nice, though. Nice kiss of the orange ball in the sky on your cheek today.
Get outside. Get your vitamin D.
Yeah. Get that big D.
Yes.
Rain down on me, Big D.
Soak it in.
Oh, yeah!
On your face.
And I think that's it, right?
Yes.
The Biggs and Barr Show.